Asia with the news. Indonesia Minister of Human Rights Natalia Speaker on Monday expressed support for West Java Governor Gedi Mulyadi's plan to send students who frequently cause trouble or engage in brawls to military barracks for discipline training. He emphasized that defending misbehaving students to military-style camps would not violate human rights, as the program would not involve any physical mistreatment. Instead, the focus would be on discipline-oriented training delivered by the military. The 19th Conference of the Parliamentary Union of the OIC member states began with a meeting to foster support and build commitment for Palestine's independence at the parliamentary complex Jakarta on Monday. Chairperson of the Indonesian Legislature's Interparliamentary Cooperation Agency, Mardani Alisera, presided over the 53rd meeting of the Executive Committee, which drew participation from multinational lawmakers. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news from Indonesia to the world. titled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Andi and Fiersa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, the song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. The song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of the family to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. So the song, Andi and Fiersa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Now listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Andi and Fiersa Bersari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Cerahkan hari-hari berat. Saat senyum ku buatmu tersenyum. Mungkin ku sedang pura-pura. Hati ini tak perlu kau risaukan. Tak cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku memubu impian. Lagi-lagi ku pura-pura.
For protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you think about the Barbodes new species from Kelapa Nunggal. The species is endemic, they are in the subterranean area, they have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species, and of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really vital for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered. There are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species, how they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all this information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So there's some material that really can be developed for material for anti-material or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered. More than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed because they are part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of the ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem is disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message need to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
You can listen to the whole context and conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Welcome Indonesia. In remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was gone for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to live. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Thank you. When the rice harvest time comes, we'll continue to be heard in Altoona. 지금 안 좋아 다른 사람도 같이 조금 가기도